plate a potential nugget.
And how did OGQ come about? Let's say post ISB. And the reason I ask is also, you know, a lot of sportsmen move on to do other things, right? Whether it's sports, sportsman management, commentary, bunch of possibilities open up. So give us an insight into how you took stock of the various folks ahead in front of you, and how did OGQ be born?
Yeah, so again, sometimes life just throws a few things in your path, and you know, you don't plan for it. I never planned for OGQ. I never knew about OGQ throughout my ISB career.
How many years before you joined OGQ did it exist?
So I finished ISB in 2009.
Correct.
OGQ was actually incorporated in 2001.
Wow.
Nothing was done at all. There were no funds, no athletes, nothing. Neeraj Bharadwaj, who's one of the board of directors of OGQ, also happens to be a board of director on ISB. Mm-hmm. He was one of the founding members of ISB.
Sure.
So he had just given me a call and told me that, you know, that we have this organization called OGQ, and I had no clue, and I actually put the phone down on him. And, you know, at that time, the 2008-09 was the economic slump and
post-Lehman chaos.
Yeah, post-Lehman chaos and the Satyam scandal.
Yeah.
And the dean of ISB was on the chair of Satyam.
Okay.
And, you know, no one was getting jobs and everyone was tense. How do you pay off your educational loans? I was not interested in talking to a not-for-profit and all that sort of thing. So that's when I first heard about OGQ.
Okay.
I got a campus placement, a pretty decent package, and I was happy about that. I was ISB got over in April 2009. I was supposed to start in June 2009 in Delhi.
Uh-huh. In the corporate world?
Conventional corporate world. I would have been on exiting on Excel sheets throughout. And when I came back, the first day I came back, I happened to meet Geet and Prakash. And they told me, you know, there's this nice organization that OGQ had, that called OGQ, and they had co-founded it and they were looking for a CEO. And I told them that I had an offer and that, you know, I'm so right now I'm not really looking out. But, you know, I went home. It actually interested me because one, Geet and Prakash were asking me. In the sporting world, it's two legends asking you and people of the highest achievement, caliber, credibility. I studied a little bit about OGQ. The board was extremely credible. I thought the idea was good. The platform was good. But what really made the choice for me was, for me, there was a dream as a player to win an Olympic medal, which I could not win when I had won, when I played the Athens 2004 Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being at that time being very frustrated because I knew there were so many mistakes in the Indian system, the way we prepared for major competitions.
Mm.
And always, I had always promised myself that one day if I got the opportunity, maybe I would do things different and I would do things better.
Hmm.
So it sort of, you know, all came together at the right time. And so that's how it happened. At that time, OGQ had one athlete, Gagan Narang, and there was actually 10 lakhs in the bank. So, you know, and again, people thought that I was mad. And so, you know, history sort of repeated itself. When I was in 10th standard, they thought I was mad. When I quit from hockey, again, people thought I was mad. And when I'm taking a not-for-profit after I had a huge education loan, again, they thought I was mad. So, you know, now I'm getting sort of used to it. So, but again, I've, as I said, I've always followed my heart, followed what I thought was best. And I've been lucky enough that my parents have never interfered and they've always trusted me.
Actually, if we pause the clock at that passage of play, pardon the pun, but really, if you were to reflect on some of these transitions you've been through and sort of say, therefore, what are the two, three themes that come up that you want to share with the broader universe of people going through their careers? in terms of how they should think about what next? Are there one or two themes that emerge? Just so that...
For me, I think it's a great question. And obviously, people are generally very confused in life. What to do and what to do next and when to do.
Correct.
And to be honest, I was confused as well. I was scared. I'll be lying if I was saying that. Because the decision to make the transition from hockey to studies was very tough for me. Because I thought, you know, I'm going to go to a school where, you know, iTeens are going to be coming and all that. And can I match up to them? Will I be able to take the load of the course? But when I actually went into ISB, you realize that everyone has been in the corporate world for 5 years. And everyone is scared. And everyone is thinking, can I manage? But when you, you know, just jump into the pool, you somehow learn to swim.
Right.
Even if it's against the tide. And that environment, in, you know, it forces you to learn and forces you to fend for yourself.
Right.
And, you know, I realized that everyone had the fears. No one had touched a book for 5 years. So that was one thing. Ki, you need to overcome that fear of change. And sometimes just take the plunge. Number two is, if you've seen, I've always done what I loved and what I wanted to do and not what someone else wanted me to do. And thirdly is back yourself and then give it everything. That's something that can't be compromised on. Sometimes you will fail. And I always say that I've failed many more times than I won. But that's okay. That's okay. You will, that will happen. And you just got to keep plugging away.
I'm reminded of the book Designing Your Life by Bill Burnett and Dave Evans of Stanford, where they talk about using design thinking during transitions. They specifically talk about the action bias, where they say that if you're 50-50 about something, you're better off doing it than not doing it. Herminia Ibarra talks about this in her book Working Identity as well. She talks about crafting a portfolio of experiments. I guess the key takeaway for me is that too many people try to solve the transition problem at an intellectual level. But unfortunately, unless we try out a few things and get feedback from it, we run the risk of what could be called the grass is greener on the other side syndrome. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential.